This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts, joining us. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, obviously a lot has been going on, and Umpqua Valley Arts, with a lot of other organizations, has been forced to kind of remake yourself on a dime.
Absolutely, Kyle. There's been so much change in just a short amount of time, and I'm sure everybody out there can really relate to this, and Umpqua Valley Arts is no exception. We've had to shift our programming just to be able to get arts and culture to people in our community, and thank goodness, Kyle, for the internet is what I have to say about that. Thank goodness that we are able to reach out to people in all these different ways, and it's been amazing. It's been challenging. It's been a lot of things, but we're here and we are so happy to serve our community.
So what are some of the things going on this week with UVA?
Well, this week, Kyle, we're getting ready to put up our show, Intersections. It's a show about nature and culture and how those things combine. And Tally Doyle was our juror this year. And we actually went through, you know, we put this call out before COVID, and we had a moment where we had to decide whether we were going to do the show or not. And it occurred to us that we could do a virtual tour and give people the experience of being in the gallery without actually physically being there. So we went through, and Tally chose about 42 pieces. And I've got right now Reino Isto, who used to work for the Umpqua Valley Arts. We're so happy to have him back. He's been in Roseburg for a number of months now, and he's volunteering at the moment, but he's going to be putting up the show with us.
Neat. And what's the timeline for that?
Timeline for that is we are basically going to have the show installed by next Friday. And then people should look for our posts on Facebook and on our website to put out the video tours.
Now, what about the kids' art kits that have been going on?
You know, that's been so exciting, Kyle. And our whole community has been coming out. Last week, we put out an art kit, and we had a line of cars all the way out to almost Fir Grove School. It was amazing, the response we had. So what we're doing is we're putting art lessons online using art teachers and really fun projects that we know people will want to do at home. And we're putting together art kits. They've been really popular. We gave them out for free, and people showed up, and it just kept growing from there. And it's been hugely popular, Kyle.
Wow. And I know it's giving kids an opportunity to do something they really otherwise couldn't have probably done.
Yeah. You know, we started doing this program. It's really actually a new branch of what we've been doing. And we started it because of COVID, because kids were out of school. They were home. They had, you know, they didn't have their regular class schedule. They weren't learning. And this was right when everything sort of happened. And, you know, we wanted to bring something out to the community that would uplift not only youth, but adults. And so the projects are really great for all ages. And, yeah, it's been a really wonderful thing for us to do for the community. And also just knowing the need. People really want to make things, and they want to be part of something and to work together to make something with their own two hands.
So do you have another art kit distribution coming up?
Yeah, we do. We've got some things in the works. Sarah Harbro is our amazing communications director, and she's got some things up her sleeve, and we're always kind of creating new lessons and bringing teachers in to record the lessons, so it's an ongoing process, so people can look forward to more art kits.
Now, I noticed late last week your revamped website is now up and operating.
Oh, it's beautiful. We're so excited because actually, you know, you can go to our website now and see all the things that we're up to, the things we're doing, but also a good reflection of who we are and what we've done in the past. For example, Summer Arts Festival, you can go up there and see some of the most amazing images, and there are videos up there. So people actually want to do the art lessons that we've done in the past. They can go up there and watch those videos. So the new website is really holding a lot of information right now and is a lot more meaningful now that people can't really come into the building.
Yeah, I noticed that last week, just being able to access all of those things, not just basically get the announcements and things like that, but be able to go back and do something from weeks earlier they maybe missed or would like to participate in again.
Yeah, there are activities on the website. We're very excited about it because it's really another way that we can reach our community and give the gift of arts and culture to people in Douglas County and beyond, actually. I mean, the thing about a website is, you know, it really reaches out far.
And I know a lot of other arts organizations have been having to take similar actions, readjust things to keep art out there. And for all the people are dealing with right now, you know, on the mental health side, I think for a lot of folks, art is just a great outlet.
Absolutely, Kyle. When it's proven, there's so many studies that have been done about using your hands, about making things, about project-based learning. It really does expand our notion of who we are, and it helps us process the world in which we live. And so making art, it seems like a fun, uplifting thing to do, but it's actually healthy for us.
And coming up for the Umpqua Valley Arts, as you move forward, are you still working on plans to figure out the reopening strategy?
We are, Kyle. We're working pretty hard on that. We've had to come up with, just like many businesses in the area and across the country, we've had to come up with a response plan and procedures of how we can do things at the Art Center to make sure that everybody who comes in is safe and that they, you know, feel that safety when they walk in the building. So we're working on all of those things and also having things in the building for people to see when they come in. And we're looking at a later date. We will announce it as soon as we know. We're still working on what that date will be, but it will not be too far out in the future. So please stay tuned, people, because we will let you know.
Anything else people ought to know about Umpqua Valley Arts and things going on?
Well, Kyle, I have a call out right now. It's called the COVID Diaries, the quarantine projects. And currently, it's being shared all over the place. It's a call that's going across the country. And Umpqua Valley Arts wants to see what you, everybody, artists or non-artists, are making during quarantine times, what you're doing. So we're accepting video, we're accepting audio, essays, poetry, images. What have you been doing and what have you been going through and how did you process that through making something? And we want you to share that with us. And so that call is on our website, and it's also, if you're a member, you'll get newsletters, and we really encourage everybody out there to become a member. We also have the member show call out right now. And again, become a member of Umpqua Valley Arts and you keep this beautiful programming going out to our community and help keep our doors open, so to speak, when they do open. But you can see right now, Kyle, that keeping our doors closed does not stop us from bringing arts and culture to the community.
And I think I saw something the other day about, and I may be getting this a little bit wrong, like a student writer's class or something coming up?
We do. We have a wonderful workshop. Taylor Bennett is a local author she's youth, and she's published two books. She's amazing. She's just one of those people you just want to learn from her. She's so incredibly smart, and she is doing a workshop. So you can actually sign up for that workshop through the Art Center. You can give us a call, or you can go to our website and sign up for that workshop. It's reasonably priced, and it includes several different classes, and it's going to be online, Kyle. We're doing a Zoom session with Taylor Bennett, so we encourage all youth to sign up for that.
All right, Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, 8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.